Today we begin the fourth parak. So today's daf is daf mem beis. Let's take in the bottom of mem aleph from the beis, the new mishnah, the parak, which begins as follows. The mishnah says, "Nara shenispatisa, a woman who's a mefuta, boshta upagama v'knasa shalvia." So these three payments go all to the father if it's a case of mefata. That sar betfusa, and lashon tfusa, Rashi points out, is a lashon the pasuk with tufs of a shach of ima, case of ones. And there's an additional payment of tsar in the case of ones, and that too goes to the father. So omda bedin, ad shelo mesa av. Let's say they took her or him to bezdin, and the father didn't die. So once a hamada bedin, so there's a chiv payment to the father. Arei hein shel av. The father is the one who collects the payment. Mesa av. If the father dies after hamada bedin, but he was owed the money, so that was already called mamon, or even the knas is now called mamon since the bezdin said they're chayv to pay. So then the father dies, harei hein shalach, and the brothers are yorish. Lo hispika lamor bedin ad shemes ha'av. Let's say they did not have the ability to take him to Bezdin until the father died. So then harei hein shalach, she gets to keep it. So we all forget, at the time of hamad bedin, is the father alive or the father not alive? If the father is not alive, so then she keeps it on her own. Omda bedin ad shlo bagra. Let's say she remains in Nara. She's not a Bulgarian yet, but they take him to Bezdin, and she remains in Nara when hamad bedin takes place. Harei hein shel av, so the father collects it because she's still in Nara. And if after the hamad bedin meisa av, the father dies, so then it becomes Zirusha harei hein shel achim. Lo hispika la'amod bedin ad shebagra, but let's say it was delayed until they took him to Bezdin, and by that time she's already a Bulgaris. Harei hein shel atzma, she gets to keep it because a Bulgaris keeps it, not the father. So that's the Mishnah. So before you go ahead and finish the rest of the Mishnah, look at Tos on the side there. The Bam Tos Mem Alpha and Beis. He writes right on the right side there. Nara lo hispika lamud bedin ad shemesa av harehin shalat matema. Tinach knas. This makes sense by knas. That knas depends on hamad bedin because knas only exists. The creation of knas takes place by Bezdin. Bezdin, the hamad bedin, they create the knas. So that much I get. If the father died before Bezdin, so she keeps the knas. However, with regards to Boshes Pagam, de Mamonahu, that's Mamona, not Knas, and that Chiv is generated not from Bezdin, that's generated from the Maisa Mefata, the Maisa Onis, that's what generates the Chiv Mamon. De Achen by Lemev, the Meve, the brothers should be the one who are getting it, even if the father dies before Mother Bedin, because the Chiv exists before Bezdin came into the picture. So the Tosa says, maybe Shema Mikra, de Le'el, de Nafka, Boshes Pagam, Iskosha Hadadeh, maybe from the Pesukim above, that the Pesukim connected Boshes and Pagam to that of Knas, just like Knas depends on Hamad Abedin, so to the guy by this halacha, Boshes Pagam also depends on Hamad Abedin. But fundamentally, the way it's viewed by the Rishonim, that the Mammon, the Chi of Mammon kicks in from the Maisa, and the Chi of Knas kicks in from Hamad Abedin. That's a very important distinction that's found in the Rishonim. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah explained all Shitas Chacham, and that was Tanna Kama. Comes along now, last two lines of Mem Alpha Mebez, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Imlo hispika ligvos ad shemes let haav. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, it doesn't depend on hamad abedin. If let's say they had hamad abedin and they said the mefata is chayv mamon to the father, and the father dies before he collects the money, harei hein shel atzma, depends on shas nesina, not shas matana. So if the father dies after mother abedin, he didn't get the money yet, she would actually get the money. And the Gemara says now the Mishnah in the top of Mem Beis to finish off the Mishnah. Maisa yadeha umitziyasa, all her income that she makes and all her findings that she finds, afa pi shelo gavsa, even though she didn't collect it, meisa av harei hein shel achin. But all her maisa yadeha umitziyasa, which go to her father, even if it wasn't collected, that actually is called mamon, and the children would get it. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says that afa pi shelo gavsa kigon schar pula, all her wages, if she didn't, if she didn't get it yet. Min ha mesa av harei hi shel achim de mishabal the olam. The moment it comes into the world, the chiv to pay mamon zocha bo haav, the father is zocha for it. But lo dami the knas is not similar to knas. The lo havi mamon ad she amud badin viadihu. Knas only comes into the picture once there's a hamad badin. The ha imo the mifta, because he could always get the hook by admitting. But when it comes to chiv mamon like mitzia and maisyadea, that the father's owed. And even if father never collected it, it's still considered mamon. And when the father dies, the brothers, the Yorshin, would actually collect the mamon. Even by knas, they wouldn't. By mamon, they would collect it, even if it was never actually collected. Fine. So now the Gemara says, "My kamash b'lam." What's the chiddush from this mishnah that we haven't yet already learned? Tanina, we learned in a different mishnah already. Hamafata nosen shlosha dvarim haonis arba. that a mafatik pays three items and the onus pays four items. A mafatik knows in boshes begam v'kanas, and most of a love onus should know in a satsar. So that's the same exact thing we learned in the Mishnah. So what's the chiddush? So Gemara says, you know, the chiddush is lavia, it's tzirchle. This Mishnah tells us that, you know, who gets the money? That's the father. The previous Mishnah taught us what the onus mafatik pays. Who's the recipient? The Mishnah tells us the father's the recipient. Gemara says, lavia, nami pshita. That was also obvious. From the fact that a mafata pays someone, it can't be la'atma, because di'i la'atma, if she's the one receiving it, amai yoiv, why would he have mafata? Midaita of it. That she willingly did this. She's had own money. She's mochel, but look at Rashi in just a second. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, midaka yoiv mafata. Kanasu boshes pagam pshita de la via. And it's obvious the father's the recipient here. Dili dida, if she's the recipient, ha achlil gabe. The fact that she was involved in this maisa willingly, that was an implicit mechila, and you shouldn't have to pay her for this maisa. So it's pasha that the father should be getting it. So that's not the chiddush in the Mishnah. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, amda bedin itzrichle pluksa de Rabbi Shimon Rabban. This machlok is about amad bedin versus the shas nesina to the father. That machlok is chacham and Rabbi Shimon. That was the chiddush. That's why we had to bring this Mishnah. So this idea, just for a moment, about the fact that she was mocha b'daver, that the fact that she was involved in the mefata, she's mocha b'daver. So the Knos HaChoshen points out here, he says, this mechila, he says, there was a chiv for the mefata to play. He did something. He was mefater. He goes, boshes pagam kanas. But she's mocha b'daver. She's mocha on this. So on this, Rabbi Shimon Shkab asks the question, what do you mean? How could the chiv exist? There's no chiv at all. What are you talking about? It was davar shelo baliolam. If it never took him to Bezdin, and so then there's no chiv to even speak of to get rid of it. So the Rabbi Shimon Shkab explains here that the chiv is not the chiv mamon, but the zechus that she has the right to collect. Not that the chiv that she gets to collect, but the zechus to be toveya him. That's the chus to be toveya him. That's the chus she's mochel. Not that the chiv exists. The chiv doesn't exist yet if she's mochel. But it's talking about the zechus, the ability for her to collect. That's what she's mochel. And that's how Rav Shimon Shkab explains what's going on here. So back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah, Maseches Shavuos. We're going to talk about now the Shavuos HaEdus. The halacha is, if a person denies owing money, and then he takes a shvu, he doesn't owe money, and then he admits he lied, so the halacha is he has to end up paying keren for what he lied about, an additional chomesh, another fifth, and he has to bring a carbon asham if he admits afterwards. So that's the context here. So the Gemara says, Tznan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us the Maseches Shavuos. Inasta pitisa esbiti, a father says, you're ma'anes, you're mefate, my daughter. V'hu omer lo nasti v'lo pitisa, I didn't, he denied it. Mashpiach ha'ani, swear to me that you were not involved in this, amr amin. The guy says amin. Then afterwards he admits to it. He's chayiv to pay all those items. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says he's chayiv to pay. Chayiv four lines down in Rashi. Chayiv four narrow lines down. Chayiv keren, chomesh ve'ashem. Imho da'achar kein, if he admits afterwards. V'zeo ashem gezelos. Fine. So it says the Mishnah continuing. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter. She'eino mishayim kanasa piatzmo. You can't, if a guy admits to doing something, he doesn't pay. Only if there are edim that are mechayiv him that he was onus mefata. But if he goes on, even though he took a shvua, if he admits afterwards, he's pater from a kanas, a modib kanas pater. So why should be chayiv? So then the response is amru lo chacham and say okay afal pi she'enu mishalim kanas al piatzma. Okay, the kanas, the 50 slum, I agree he wouldn't have to pay if he admits. But what about aval mishalim boshes pagam al piatzmo? But not every matter he has to pay is a din of kanas. There's also boshes pagam, which is mamon. So that much he would have to pay even if he's modeb. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara doesn't explain the Mishnah now. I think tomorrow's Zav explains further. But now the Gemara asks the following question: Boy minei abaye meyaba. Abai asks Rabbi the following question. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, a guy says to his friend, Inasto pitisa esabiti, he accuses him of being ma'anes and mefat his daughter. That means that ma'anes t'cha b'din, he takes him to din, Torah, bezdin. V'nischayafti li mamon, so he says, and you owe me money. V'homer lo anasti v'lo pitisa v'lo ma'anes t'cha b'din, or rather he says, I took you to bezdin, you owe me money, three different cases. He says, no, I wasn't ma'anes, sir, I wasn't mefat there, yeah, I never went to bezdin with you, I don't owe you money, v'lo nischayafti li mamon. Benishba, he swears in each of these different cases. I don't owe any of these cases. V'hoda, in the end, he admits he lied. L'Rebbe Shimon Mai, what would the din be according to Rebbe Shimon? Kaven de Amud Bedin, Mamona Have, U'mechayv Ale Karban Shua. Granted, Rebbe Shimon says, by mode of Kanas, you're Pater, and Chayv Shua on Kanas, you're also Pater. But what happens when the Kanas, he took her, him to Bezdin. And now Bezdin said you're chayiv to pay. Now that knas is taken and transformed into mamon because Bezdin said you're chayiv. Does that become mamon? And would Rabbi Shimon agree you would be chayiv for a carbon shvua? O Dilma, or perhaps Afagav Damir Badin, even though Bezdin said you're chayiv to pay the knas, it still remains a knas havi. It does not transform it from a knas to a mamon, in which case you're putter from a carbon shvua. That's the question. Does Hamada Badin change the knas into a mamon? So Amarle, Mamona Have, Umchaivale Carbon Shua. The Gemara enters, the Knas transforms into Mamon by Bezdin being Hamada Badin, and it turns out you chayv a carbon in that case. So now the Gemara says, Aseve, they ask the following question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is quoting from a Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yachal HaOmer Lechavero, Inasto Petisa Esbiti, Homer Lo Anasti Lo Petisi. A guy says, your man is Mefata's daughter, and the guy denies it. Or another case, Hey, Mishurcha is Avdi, your Shura Gordon killed my Evid Kanani. Homer lo, Hemis, didn't happen. Himisi, didn't happen. Osha Amar lo Avdor, the Evid Kanani himself said that his master, he paltish Shishini, Visimanti as Eini, that he accused his master of knocking out his teeth, which lets him go free, or he blinded him, and Rashi points out these are Kanasas as well. Lohi palti vlo simaniti, I didn't do this, I didn't knock out his tooth, I didn't knock out your eye. Vinishva, the master, or the accuser, whoever says, I swear it did happen, none of this happened to me. Behold, and he admitted afterwards that he lied. Yachal Yechayv, one might think he's chayv in all these cases. Tamalomer, v'chichesh ba'miso b'pikadon. The pasuk tells us that he denied all these matters. Ba'miso b'pikadon, o b'sumez yad, o v'gazel, o v'ashak. As Amiso, all these cases, he denies. Oh, Matzah, Aveda, V'chicheshba, he denies it. Then V'nishba, make the Shvua, Al-Sheker. All these examples in the Pasuk, Ma'elum Yuchadim Shein Mamon, are only items that are Chai Mamon and Naknas. Af Kol Shein Mamon, so to anything else that they Chi Mamon. But Yatzu Elu Shein Knas, all those listed here are all Knasas, are all penalties. That's not subject to a Karban Shvua, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, you only chayv a carbon shvua on mamon, you're not chayv carbon shvua on a knas. And before we go ahead, just an interesting toast on the bottom before we turn the page. Toast is the last toast is on the bottom of the page here. If you take a look, four lines up within the toast, so it's the end line, v'im tomar. The Gemara implied here that there's a chayv shvua when it comes to a vadim, right? This time, one of the cases was an Eved Kanani, and he took a shvua and denied it. How could there be a shvua in avadim? Ask Sosos. Vim tomar, pshita de lo mechayiv carbon shvua al heved. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that there's no chiv shvua, carbon shvua on a swearing by an evid. Da filu Rabbi Eliezer, the darish riboy miyad marbe, karkaos le shvua, linen carbon shvua poter. Even though legabe other lachas, karka is a clue included, legabe shvua, karkaos are not subject to shvuas. Beperk shvuas hapikadam. The darish mikol velokol. They're just like there's no shvua on karka, there's no shvua on avadim. So it's a pasha. You don't need a pasuk v'chichesh to tell me shvua sa'edis, or rather carbon shvua doesn't apply to avadim. The Torah's answer is v'yesh lomar, the afagav d'bar karkaos ain carbon. You're right. Even though by karka there's no shvua, be'aved yesh carbon, there is a carbon by an eved, a shvua of eved. The hachinami ashkan rabbi merit to islay dein nishmon al karkaos v'avadim sirlay dein nishmon. We have a distinction, right? Meir holds, you can't make a shvua on a karka, but he allows you to make a shvua on an eved. So too, we don't have a carbon by karka, but you can't have a carbon by an eved. So that's what Tosafot points out. Either way, back inside the Gemara now, what comes out from this brisa that Gemara is quoting is that you're only chayav to pay shvua according to Rabbi Shimon if it's a chiv mamon, but if he denies a kenas, it would not result in a chiv carbon. So Gemara says, my, going on to Amid Beis now. This Bryce is not referring to my love, Bisha Ahmed Badin. It's not talking about where he took him to Bezdin and the Kanas seemingly turned to Mamon, and yet we still say he's pater from the car, from the carbon. So Gemara says, lo, Bisha lo Ahmed Badin. The only reason why in this case Rabbi Shimon says you're pater from the carbon, Shua, because he never took him to Bezdin, it remains a Kanas. But had it been a case where he took him to Bezdin, the Kanas would transform into Mamon, and then even Rabbi Shimon would agree there would be a carbon shvua on denying Mamon, but this particular case is Bishal Amr Badin. Where he says, really? You could say this Bryce is referring to only Bishal Amr Badin? But Hamid the Reisha, the Reisha of this Bryce, the guy is about to quote, the Reisha is clearly a case of Bishal Amr Badin. And if the Seifa is not Bishal Amr Badin, if the Reisha is Amr Badin, seemingly the Seifa should also be. How do we know the Reisha is a case of Amr Badin? The Katani Reisha, the Reisha tells us, Ainli Ella Dvar Mshimishalman Alemas Akarin I only know that there's a carbon shvuah when a person denies the payment of keren. How do I know if a guy denies tashlumi kefil, tashlumi arba v'chamisha, va'ones and mefateh, umotei shemra, minayin? How do I know if he denies that too and then admits afterwards he's chayiv a carbon shvuah there too? Tamalomer ma'ala ma'al, the double lashon is riba, to include even these other instances. So now these categories of tashlumi kefil and tashlumi arba v'chamisha and so on, the Gemara says, so that hechidami, I delo amr badin, kfeila mi ika? If he never took him to Bezdin, kfeila doesn't exist. Bezdin is the one that's a mechayiv kefil. The guy gives ganav, as a ganav, if he admits that he stole, he's not chayiv kefil. Kefil could only come into the world after Mother Badin. So if this Reisha is clearly only a situation of Amad Badin, say Ela Pshita Ba'amashamar Badin, Midereisha B'shamar Badin, it must be the safe as Nami B'shamar Badin. So now we see that the safer that we quoted on Amad Aleph here, of Rabbi Shimon talking about the Eved and Anisti and Pani Patisi, all those cases, also must be Amad Badin, and yet still Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not Chayv Karban Shvuah. Must be that a Kanas does not transform to Mamon, even B'shamar Badin. So the response is, now Amarle, this I think is Rabba speaking, right? They ask Rabba this question. So, actually I'm not sure. So Amarle, Yachilna Lashnulicha Reisha B'Shamar Badin, B'Seifa B'Shal Amar Badin. I could really tell you that the Reisha is a case of Amar Badin and the Seifa is Shal Amar Badin. I could tell you that. However, V'Kul Rabbi Shimon was the author of the entire Brisa. However, Shnuya Dechika Lo B'Shani Lecha. I don't want to give you a very difficult, a schwer answer. It's not easy to say that Amar Badin, Shal Amar Badin, Dim Kane Amrisli, you're going to tell me, Lusay Reishi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, oh, listen up, Seifa, the Rabbi Shimon. Then the Brisa should have said, this Rabbi Shimon speaking in the beginning, or it should have said, at the end, this is all Divrei Rabbi Shimon. From the fact that it doesn't say that, implies that it's not all Rabbi Shimon. Ella, because only the Seifa we have, Rabbi Shimon Omer, it implies that this Reisha is not Rabbi Shimon. So it must be, then, Ella, Gemara says, Kula B'Shamar Badim. The entire Brisa is B'Shamar Badim. And the Reish is the Shitas Rabbanim. They're the one who holds the Chayv Kefil and the Arba Chamisha are all Chayv, a carbon Shvuah after him, Mother Badin. And Seifa is Rabbi Shimon. But didn't Rabbi Shimon say before that a Knas that goes to Bezdin turns into Mamon? And therefore, shouldn't he be Chayv, a carbon Shvuah in that case? So Rabbi Shimon says, Modin Lecha, Linen carbon Shvuah, the Rachmana Patre, Mi V'chichesh. The Pasuk is V'chichesh, and therefore it's a special Pasuk. He's making the following distinction. He says as follows. When did I say a kanas turned into mamon? That's only when kanas goes into a bez and goes to mamon. Only lagabe, the children, being yorish the father, that's when we say kanas turned into mamon. When it comes to a carbon shvua, however, there I do not say a kanas turned into mamon. Why? Because the special gzeres kasa v'chichesh. V'chichesh somehow says kanas does not turn into mamon when it comes to carbon shvua. We'll see why that is in just a second. But that's the special gzeres kasa. But again, be'etzim, Rabbi Shimon holds, kanas b'shahamad badin, it becomes mamon, and the children will be yorish from the father. But shvua sa'ed, this rather, the carbon shvua is different. That v'chichesh tells me that even kanas that does transform to mamon will not result in a carbon shvuah. So asks the Gemara, Eisivei, further. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imelo hispika ligvos ad shemesa av. That Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, that let's say they took him to Bezdin, he owes money, the father died before the father ever collected the money. Harei hein shel atzma. She keeps the money on her own. It's not until the shas nesina does it become mamon. But if even after her mother badin, the father dies, if he doesn't receive it, we don't call it mamon, we don't say the children get it, rather we say she gets it. So asks the Gemara, the Amris Mamon Havi, if we really say Hamad Badin turned Knas into Mamon, La Risha Lavanov, it should go to the children, not La Atzma Amai. Why does she get it? The Achin Bay Meheve. If really Rabbi Shimon agrees Hamad Badin makes every Knas into Mamon, that means it should be part of the Nechasim and Yerusha, so why is she getting it? Granted, the father died before he received it, but now it's part of the Yerusha, it's Mamon. Why is she collecting the money? Her brother should collect the money. So Amar Rava, Rava says something interesting. Hi, Milsa, this question, Kashya Bey Rabbi Rav Yosef, Esim V'Tardin Shanim. Rabbi Rav Yosef had this question for 22 years, they were bothered by this question. Below Ifrik Ad the Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisha, and did not have the answer to Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva, well, Pirkan, he answered it. What's the answer? Before he gets the answer, just look at Rashi for a little bit of background here. He quotes from a Gemara at the end of Brachos, the end of Maseches Horios as well. Esim V'Tardin Shanim, for 22 years. Hein Hayu Yemei Ishraso Shiraba, Rabbi was the Rosh Yeshiva, Umeis, he died. The Yashir Rav Yosef Barosh, and then Rav Yosef became the head. That he had a good intention, he was able to answer the question. The Fishahaya Rabba Charif, Rabba was very sharp. V'lachen karo oker harm. He was able to uproot mountains. That's how we refer to Rabbah. Rav Yosef haya baal shmuos. He knew everything by heart. U'misha b'raisa. He knew all the breadth of all the mishnayos and b'raisas. V'lachakar Sinai. He was called Sinai. He knew everything as if it was given Har Sinai. Either way, that was the relationship between the two of them. After Rabbah died, Rav Yosef became the head. So then he was able to answer the question. What was the answer? U'pirkei says the Gemara. Shiny hasim. There is different. Damar kra. What's there? Normally, kanas b'hamadah b'din becomes mamun. When it comes to payment, however, of ma'onis nefata, we have to wait until shas nesina. Why? The special example of damar kra v'nosan ha'ish ha'shochev imal le'avi ha'nara chamishim kesel. Kesel, but not until shas nesina. Lo zichta tar la'av el m'shas nesina. That it's not until he gets the money does the knas turn into mamun. But if he didn't get it, he died. Even after ha'madah b'din, it's not called mamun, and she's the one who collects it. So Vichy Kama Rabun, Rabba said earlier that Knas turned into Mamon by Mamad Badin, that's Mamonahave, Larisha Lavanov, Bishar Knas, other Knasos, other penalties, whether it's Kefal, Dalva, hey, but when it comes to Knas of Ordinus Mefata, it's a special Gzeris Akasiv, until it reaches the hands of the father, it's not called Mamon. So again, in general, Knas turned into Mamon by Hamad Badin. By Ordinus Mefata, it does not turn into Mamon until the father actually receives it, until there's a Nesina. So the Gemara then says, okay, if that's true, that the word v'nasan indicates, shas nesina is when the knas transforms into a mamum, el miyat, if that's the case, gavi eved d'chsiv, kesev shloshim yishkalim, yitain ladonav. If a person's shur kills an eved kanani, someone else's eved kanani, the owner of the shur, the baal shur, has to pay the adon 30 kesev yitain. So hachanami says the word yitain, hachanami lo zichta tara lo adon el mishas nesina. Should we say the same thing as well? If the father takes hamadah b'din and the adon dies, we would say the children shouldn't be yorishit because it was never a mamon. He never received the money yet. It wasn't given yet. Would we say the same thing? Well, it says no. Don't compare the word v'nasan la'avi hanara, v'nasan ha'isha ashoch evimah la'avi hanara, the word yitain. V'nasan and yitain are very different. So Gemara says, yitain l'chud, v'nasan l'chud. Look at Rashi to explain the difference here. Rashi says halfway down, yitain l'chud v'nasan l'chud, yitain mashma lashon tzivay li'olam, there's a commandment to give, v'nasan mashma davar hanasan kvar. So it says v'nasan by ha'ish, not until it was already given does it become mamun. But by evakanani yitain, you should give the money, it's not dependent on it being given, but it's money that will be given, but already from shas hamadah b'din, that knas is given considered mamun, even though it hadn't yet been given yet. So nasan means it already was given, so that's why shas nesina by the onus mefata case would be dependent on shas nesina. So then the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's really the case, that by onus mefata it's dependent on shas nesina, ihachi, tamalomar v'chichesh, tamalomar v'nasan mibaylev. On the previous amud, we were trying to prove that onus mefata, those cases, would not be subject to karban shvuah. So why is the pasuk, why is the Gemara invoking v'chichesh? It should really be v'nasan. Because it doesn't become mamun, it remains kanas until shas nesina. What does v'chichesh have to do with anything? Rabbi Shimon's mechadish to us that a kanas to onus mefata is a kanas until it's given to the father. If it's not given to the father, it's still a kanas even after hamadah b'din, and it would be subject to karban shavuah. So v'nasan should be the answer of the previous page, not v'chichesh. So Gemara says, you're right. Really, v'nasan is true. You're right that it's not a mamun until the father receives it, and would not be subject to karban shavuah. But v'chichesh is teaching us another halacha. What's the other halacha that v'chichesh is teaching us? Amar Rava, kiyitzrich v'chichesh, when do we need the word v'chichesh? Kigon she'amda b'din, u'bagra u'mesa. If, let's say, they went to Hamada b'din, and then she became a bogeres, and then she dies, the father gets it. But the father gets it not because of the kanas goes to father, rather he's Yorish's daughter. Very different. We'll look at Rashi to explain this in just a second. So again, a kichesh is a special exception. Could go in sham the bedin that the man owes money to the father. She became a bogeris, so now she's bogra. She ends up collecting the money. She's supposed to collect the money. Meisa, she dies. Hossam over there ki kayaris avia. When the father's yorishit, mine dida kayaris. He's not yorishit from the hands of the mefate or ones. He's yorishit mitad the daughter. So you look at Rashi. Rashi explains a little bit better. Rashi says kigon sham the bedin uvagra. Rabbi Shimon did ha'u. At that point, according to Rabbi Shimon, that she should be getting it. She's a bogeris. The chihecha de palik b'masisin below speak of legvos ad shemesa av. Just like Rabbi Shimon argues that the father never collected and he died, she gets the money even after hamada b'din. Hachanami here as well. Pligi below his speak of Ligvos, Achibaga. If the father didn't collect it and she became a Bulgaris, so too she gets it on her own. He argues in that case, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. But have a mama, I skipped the line there. Achibaga, the Kamar Tanakama holds, Hare Hein Shal Av, the Rebbe Shimon Hare Hu Shal Asma. If she's a Bulgaris, before he collects it, the Shas Nasina is what's key there, according to Rebbe Shimon. Vim Mace, if she dies after she became a Bulgaris, Achar Kain, Yorish La Avia, the father is Yorish from her, Mikoch Dida. Have a mamon gummer, it's mamish, full mamon there. V'yafa gavdol matliyot, even though she never received it, it's still considered her mamon. She becomes a Bulgaris, that kanas transforms to mamon, so it's a little trickier. Kanas, in the world of onus and fata, if it's going to the father, it's not until he receives it that this kanas becomes mamon. If it's going to her when she's a Bulgaris, even before it gets to her hand, it already becomes mamon. Only by the father does it say the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "V'nasan l'avianara." The avia is tali b'nesina, but her receiving it as a bulgaris, it's not tali b'nesina. The fact that she's zochet, she be zochet, she has a zochus, even before it gets to her hand, it's already mamun at that point. The legavi dida with respect to her lo havi shiny mishar knas. It's not different than the knas. Her receiving it, it's the same as any other knas mishas hamada b'din. It's only from the father. If the father's the recipient, it's a tali on the nesina. The Mishas Hamadah Badin, Mamonahu, when she's the recipient. The Chimaisin, if she were to die, Yarisu, the father's Yorishit, Kozachush, she, Hayalabo, he's Yorish everything. So in other words, even though the father's getting the Zachus now, we would think maybe not until the father actually receives it, Shas Nesina should become Mamon. But since Bulgaris should be receiving it, and she died, now the father's getting it, we don't say, oh, well, since the father's now the recipient, wait till Shas Nesina. No, because once the Bulgaris was Zochet, it's now considered Mamon, even though she never received it, and passes to the father as well to be Mamon. And if the father were to die, then the children would be Yorushit as well, because it would be considered Mamon at that very point. So a bit tricky. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's what V'chichesh is teaching me, that V'chichesh is teaching me that when she becomes a Bulgaris, the Knas turns into Mamon, so then the Gemara says, Ihachi, Yatsu Elu Shein Knas, Mamonhu. But these things are knasos, not knasos. We just said these cases are mamon because it transfers to a mamon if it's a case of Bulgaris. So Gemara says no. Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Yatsu Elo Sha Ikaron Knas. You're right. In a situation where she becomes a Bulgaris, the money transforms into mamon, and if she were to die, the father collects it. It's called mamon in the father's hand already. But in the end of the day, it would still not be subject to a carbon shvua because since, in essence, the knas started off as a knas, even though right now it's mamon, but since it originated as a knas, that's where v'chichesh should also come in to exclude that carbon shvua would not be relevant in that particular case. A bit tricky. Let's just finish off this daf now. This moves a little fast now. Eisive. Rabbi Shimon o poter, sheino misham knas al piyazma. Rabbi Shimon says, you're poter in the case of carbon shvua and a case of knas, because since a person, if he admits to a knas, he's poter, so there's no carbon shvua either. So Gemara says, time medilo amr bedin. This is only true if there's never hamada bedin, because if there's no hamada bedin, he can be moda b'knas. But if there's already hamada bedin, and bezin's mechayvim, he can't be moda anymore, so it would be different. So again, this case of a poter, sheino misham al piyazma, is only when dilo hamada bedin. Hot Amr Badin. If they took him to Bezdin, however, the Mishalim al Piatzmo, then he would have to pay Asma Chayiv a carbon shvua. He'd be Nami Mechayiv, because once he was taken to Bezdin, a Knas turned into a Mamon. So we see that there is a carbon shvua even after Knas turns into Mamon. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, no, Rabbi Shimon, the Divreim, the Rabbanon Karmelu. He's trying to answer for Rabbanon. For me, Rabbi Shimon says, Afa Gav Amr Badin, even though we took the guy to Bezin, the Knas transformed into Mamon. Rachmana Patre V'chichesh. The Pasuk V'chichesh says anything that originated as Knas, even though right now it's Mamon, there's a Petur Shvua. So that's my Peshitta. But for you, Elo Ditchu, Odili Mias, you should admit to me, Heicha Delo Amud Badin, when there's no Hamada Badin, V'chi Katava Knasa Katava. There shouldn't be any type of carbon Shvua. Why? Because before Hamada Badin, the Knas remains a Knas. And Modeb Knas on the top of Mem Gimel, there's two lines here. Modeb Knas is Potter. So Rabbanan say, Savri, I agree. If it comes to the case of a denying Knas before Hamadah Bedin, admitting Knas all before Hamadah Bedin, you're right. It's Potter from a Karban Shua. However, I'm talking about, say Rabbanan, Savri, Ki Katava, Boshi, Begam Katava. We're talking about a situation where they were Toveya, the Mamon, the Boshi, Begam, and that's not Knas, that's a Mamon, and Mamon exists even prior to Hamadah Bedin, and therefore one were to deny Boshi, Begam of the Onus Mefata case, and were to admit it all before Hamadah Bedin, one would be considered, would be Chayva Karban Shvua, because Boshi, Begam is Mamon and not considered Knas. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow.
Yeah.